Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Here in Ireland for over 40 years, that's four decades of trust, reliability and expertise. Visit Zurich.ie.
Now you're welcome back. 51551 is the number for your text. We heard earlier from Minister for Finance Pascal Donoghue reacting to the news overnight of a new 100% tariff that US President Donald Trump claims the US will impose on any branded or patented pharmaceutical unless a company is building their pharmaceutical plant in America. And also on the upcoming budget for 2026, Minister Pascal Donoghue, certain sure says that tariff from Donald Trump overnight won't apply here, given the agreement that's already in place. Sinn Féin's finance spokesperson and deputy leader in the Dáil, Piers Doherty, Let's start with the budget discussion. I don't know if you heard Minister Pascal Donoghue. You might react to his comments if you did. I mean, he's saying there is a need to continue to invest in infrastructure. He rejected that the $9.4 billion was an overspend of any kind and that he was being prudent, he says.
Well, of course, there's a need to invest in infrastructure. And indeed, many of the crises that we have today is because the government didn't make the investment at the necessary time. I thought what my takeaway from his interview, to tell you the truth, Cormac, was the fact that even with surpluses in the billions, that the Minister for Finance couldn't actually say that we will see child homelessness reduced month on month. And I think that just shows you the ambition of the government.
Just to be clear, sorry, what I put to him was DePaul's request that they target a reduction by 1,000 child homelessness by quarter two of next year. And in fairness to the minister, he said, given the complexity of the matter, he didn't want to commit to that without considering it fully.
Yeah, but like the problem here is that they don't have the ambition to do this. Like this isn't, you know, there's advocate, like we don't need reports to tell us that child homelessness is wrong at a time when we have billions of euro of surpluses, which the minister talks about putting away for a rainy day. But for those 5,000 children and their parents who will go to sleep tonight in emergency accommodation, it's not raining, it's pouring. And it's a stain on Irish society that this is the situation that we've allowed to happen.
But
so
what
the budget needs to be about is absolutely managing the economy in a prudent and prudent way, but it also needs to be about making sure that the economy works for people. So it works for those children. It works for the children who have additional needs who can't get their assessment of needs at this point in time. It works for people who are in more rural communities who don't have the right services that they need. So
But very easy to say, Piers Doherty. In terms of the Minister for Finance is planning a spend of in or around 9.4 billion euro. Would you do similar or more?
No, so you're 100% right, Cormac, in relation to what things are easy to say, but budget is a time when you actually decide what matters, the value. Do we want to end the crisis in our hospitals, in our housing? That's the day, that's the decision. So absolutely, we would invest more. We would put more money in relation to capital funding, because I've said this to the minister before. He's dismissed me, and he's done that for years after years.
What would your total package be then?
Let me make the point. I've said to him, with the budget that he's bringing forward, we are going to have a worse housing crisis. We are going to have a worse health crisis. I take no joy from the fact that I have been correct year after year. When you fail to make the necessary investments, you actually create crises.
Total spend that you would have then.
So we would put an extra 4 billion euro of capital available than what the government is planning at this point in time. We'll publish our alternative budget next week. Cormac, you'll see all the details and all the costings in relation to that. But our ambition to Sinn Féin is not to normalise the housing crisis, not to normalise the fact that we have so many people on the end in terms of child homelessness and homelessness, but also those so many families out there who are just struggling to get by who are paying rents.
Promise though, you're calling for energy credits of 450 euro per month at a minimum, you say, in conjunction with cost of living payments. You stop me if I'm wrong. More significant increases to the fuel allowance than the 200 euro per year. You'd spend 176 million euro to expand the fuel allowance. You'd extend the eligibility for it as well, which would be 300 euro per week per person, plus a suite of cost of living measures. Now, how would you fund that if that's correct?
Well, first of all, I think your number is wrong there in terms of €300 per week per person. I think that's the additionality that there would be in terms of the benefit that somebody would get in a year. It would be an extra €300 by extending the duration of the fuel allowance. But also, yes, you're 100% right, extending it to 43,000 other households, and yes, making sure that there is an energy credit for all households out there of €450.
Okay, so why? Glad to clarify.
Because let me
How
make this point.
Question, not why. We know why. How do you fund it?
No, but you made the point that it's easy to say. The budget is where you actually decide what your priorities are. And I would not be able to stand over the fact that there's 300,000 people who can't pay their electricity bill, nearly 200,000 who can't pay their gas bill.
Yeah.
And that situation has got worse since last budget. So that's why I would make those measures. And to answer your question, of course there's areas where there is sheltered wealth here. For example, let's look at this. How much profit did the banks make in the last year? Over €5 billion. And one of the banks paid as little as 0.03%.
So how would you tap into that?
You actually make sure that the banks, you go back to where it was when Brian Lenihan was Minister for Finance, and you make sure that they can only carry forward 50% of their losses.
Hang on a second here, because it's very important to note that if that would happen, the banks would pass on extra charges to customers, personal customers and business as well, surely.
There is no suggestion that is the automatic effect in relation
come on
to this
here. That's exactly what would happen, surely.
So, Cormac, you know what? If you believe that theory, then we should decide not to tax the banks at all. So we have a corporation tax in this state of 12.5%, but the banks aren't paying that as an effective rate because they are able to take the losses that they incurred nearly 15 years ago and write off hundreds of millions of euro of taxes that they are due to be paid today. So that's just one area.
Yeah,
we also have sweetheart deals in relation to vulture funds who do not have to pay any tax on the rent. There are people listening to this show today. They are being charged over €2,000 for their rents. They're wondering how they're going to pay it. They're wondering how they're going to pay the bills. The company that they pay it to, because of the tax structure, they do not have to pay any tax at all on that rental income.
But you'd rescind that retrospectively. That'd be challenged in the courts, surely.
No, this is from going forward. This isn't about retrospective.
What would that yield, though, then?
Well, can you, if you just look at what's happening in Dublin, for example, so 97% of apartments that have been built in Dublin have not even gone onto the market. They are bought up by renters, by these type of funds who have a structure in place that doesn't allow them to pay any rent on their tax income in the majority of cases and pays no rent in relation to the capital gain tax. These are sweetheart deals that need to end.
Okay.
So we will show all of this, Cormac, as we do every year in relation to how you
can actually tap into
shelter. And we look
forward to that detail for sure. Can I ask you one last question? Briefly, in terms of the 100% tariff threat from Donald Trump overnight on the pharmaceutical company, are you as certain sure as the Minister for Finance, the Taoiseach and Brussels that does not apply to Ireland?
Listen, on face value here, you have to take what the commissioner is saying. They're the ones who've been engaged with the American authorities in relation to the negotiations. And the tariff that has been set in relation to 15%, it's not obviously where we want to land, but it was supposed to provide certainty. The problem with Donald Trump is, I think you would be naive and a fool to say that you're certain, because Donald Trump changes his mind all the time. And there is a lack of detail in relation to what is out there. We have to just go on what the commissioner are telling us, that it doesn't apply. You would expect that it does not apply, but you can't put anything past Donald Trump, and he could wake up tomorrow morning with a different idea.
Okay.
And that's the problem we have in relation to somebody who doesn't care about the international rules in terms of trade and is using this as sometimes leverage in relation to other issues.
Pierce Doherty, Sinn Féin finance spokesperson and deputy leader in the Dáil, Míle Buíochas Leat.